everybody, Michelle from Boo Sounds here on Software Sunday. What I have for you isn't necessarily software per se, but just a warning if you are Hotmail users, they are changing it yet again. Personally, I could take it or leave it. I'd say a 3 out of 5. But one thing I do notice that they have, the positives anyway, is they have a lot of keyboard shortcuts. Like to write a new email is N or Control N. Show address book, Alt, and then period. That kind of stuff. But one thing that I have noticed, and I do not like about this, is when I am in an email, I cannot go and scroll down my email when I am in keyboard shortcuts. So for those that of you that have a screen reader, it's great. Shift question mark gets you into a whole list of them. And automatically when you go into your Outlook, when you've upgraded it, you automatically go into keyboard shortcut mode. So I just thought you should know that. So like I said, it's a 3 out of 5. You've got a 3-column field. The first one is your folders. Then comes your body of your email. And then the very right is, if you have connected your MSN with Twitter or Facebook, you can view their feeds. Personally, for me, I use Hotmail just for email. I hate the very idea of it, but I do like the idea of the access. I just don't like the other stuff. So anyway, with that, I'm going to go on to the other piece that I have. And I know a lot of us don't like iTunes 11. And a lot of us really got annoyed when we couldn't find the Get All button. Well, I went and Googled it the other day, and I saw a video on it, and I would just say, if you really want a good look at it, I think I used, I can't remember what I used, but I found this one, and he showed us something. He didn't say to be in the list view, but I figured out that's what he meant. So at the top of your screen, or almost at the top of your screen, it's underneath all your transport controls and stuff like that. Underneath play, forward, back. You'll have your podcast button where you switch in between whatever. Then radio button that says unplayed, podcast, and list. Make sure you're in list. And personally, I like it better. It has everything in a tree view. Now, double check this before you go any further in this. If you go into your booze and you find out that you've got a download button, you're fine. And what I mean by a download button is, let's say, for example, I'll use Topgold as an example. In fact, I just right arrowed in that view to open up a tree view, and I found that he has some boos, or a boo. So what I'd do is I would click on that download button that's right by his name. Don't go on the episode, but right by his name, there's your get all button. But if you have not found this at all, what you need to do is go into add remove programs, go into iTunes, and go into right click, and it says uninstall, repair, and something else. I can't remember what it is. Click repair. And once you've done that, let it go through its thing. You should be able to have no problems with this, with that now. But the reason why I wanted you to make sure is if you've got this in your list mode, then you don't need to go through this repair process. I went through it, and there's a possibility that I might have had this down, this get all button, didn't even know it. So anyway, I'm going to turn you over to George, Hi-Fi George, and he's going to tell you about the accessibility portion.
Hello, everybody. A lot of what I've observed about iTunes is that, you know, Michelle and I have had several conversations where we'd swear the twain shall not meet, because she'd be talking about something being at the top of the screen, or the left of the screen, or the right of the screen. iTunes, I find, is basically a mess of tabbing around. There are some shortcuts, but to suddenly command your cursor to go to the top of the screen doesn't seem to do an awful lot. So, to tackle what she said, there are still a series of radio buttons, that's what they're called, and you will definitely want to check the list one. I think what happens is it's on podcast by default, so you've got that podcast, list, and unplayed, rather. Mm-hmm. So I suspect you could probably select that and view anything you haven't as yet listened to, negating all the ones you have, but for the moment we're going to stick with our list view. Rather than describe the other view, which is in podcast, I'm going to stick with the list view, as I said. It does handle like a tree view. And if you're on somebody's boos where there might be boos there or what have you that haven't downloaded for whatever reason, it used to be, at least it was my experience, that there wasn't immediately a get all button or control. So I literally had to go into a list of these boos and download one by one by one by one. Now, this would go probably for any podcast, episode by episode by episode, and it's really annoying.
Yep.
And I would sometimes, iTunes would bounce around, for want of a better word, and I would lose focus entirely with it. So with it in the list view, and again, you know, check to see that it's there, where you're going to find this is open. When you're in your tree view, just open the episode or have it expanded. Don't necessarily go into the list of boos, because then you'll have to download episodes, but just stick with the person's name. For instance, Topgold. As Michelle, I'm going to stick with just that as a random off the top. So once you're on that, and it's that particular one, Topgold's boos, is expanded, or whatever podcast is just expanded, there's where you hit your application key, you have a drop-down context menu, and iTunes, at least the way it came with mine, has a wraparound menu, so rather than arrowing all the way down, just arrow one up, if it exists, you'll have a download all episodes option in that context menu, and you can hit that, and it will proceed to download all episodes. I've actually had situations where downloads, for whatever reason, have failed, and I was able to hit this and have those recaptured. So I hope that helps.
So yeah, personally, I like the tree view. It's a lot better. I can get around. As far as I'm concerned, I wish I would have thought about it before or known about what the list view was for me. It's for those that of you that have screen readers. It's so much better. It takes away all the confusion. And even those of you that have magnifiers, because for me, the same thing would happen with a magnifier. I'd bounce around and I'd get so frustrated. So anyway, I hope that helps. I'm going to go into some apps next week. Some of them will be accessible, some not. So I hope you've enjoyed the first Software Sunday. Take care. May your journeys be safe, and God bless. Bye for now.